Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to our podcast today. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kirsty.
And today we're tackling a really interesting topic. You would have seen what topic it was because you clicked on the button on your phone or your computer or wherever you listen to it. But we are talking about fatigue.
Yes, we are. What do we mean by fatigue, Amy?
Well, we're talking not just I had a late night and I'm tired. We're talking more than tired and really even possibly more than exhausted. We're talking about something that's chronic. So fatigue, I am not a doctor, so I don't actually know, and I didn't do any, like, research. But I feel like fatigue, from a personal experience, is more about the chronic nature of it rather than the intensity of it necessarily. Because I've had nights where, like, you're up all night with a kid in hospital or whatever and you're exhausted, but that's really different to a whole body fatigue that lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts.
Yeah, so we originally were thinking about talking just about chronic illnesses and chronic diseases, but then we realized actually fatigue encapsulates aspects of chronic illnesses and it broadens the topic out to be people who don't necessarily identify as having MS or acquired brain injuries or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, I can never say that word properly, or arthritis or Crohn's or motor neuron or lupus or depression or post or prenatal depression.
Because all of those things, we could almost do an episode in and of themselves, but the part of those conditions that most affect your ability to declutter and organize and stay organized is actually the chronic fatigue side of it.
Yes.
So unfortunately, I have great depth of experience.
Yes.
In this.
It was so funny when we were talking about what episodes to do and how did it come about?
I said, I really want to do an episode on chronic disease. And I was saying, should we make it more of an interview style thing or should we have someone come on that knows like to live with chronic disease and do decluttering? Like, how should we?
Yeah, should we get a client in? And I was like, Amy, you do remember that you have a chronic disease, don't you? She's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Which is my daily lived experience with Amy that she often forgets
everything.
She has a chronic fatigue.
Yeah, which also affects your memory.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they all say. You just use that as an excuse.
But so yes, it does. My history, correct. Let me just quickly give my history, is in 2015 I contracted glandular fever and was bedridden for 5 months. So I got it really badly, like was in and out of hospital. I was very ill. And then that developed into chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and a whole lot of other things. But the crippling part of all of that is not the pain. It's not the brain fog. It's not the decision fatigue. It's the fatigue. It's the whole body, my brain, my mouth, my arms, my legs, my spleen, my heart, everything is tired all the time. And that's what the chronic part is I just live with it now. And I've had to do lots of changes to manage it. But for someone who, so Kirsty and I are quite into the Enneagram, and I'm a number 8, and the 8 on the Enneagram is the number with the most energy, which is, I think, why I sometimes forget
that other numbers don't have.
That's right. And I had
a
friend once say to me, who's not such a close friend anymore,
because of what she is about to say,
you don't have chronic fatigue. Now you're just like everybody else. Well, that's not what my endocrinologist says. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Out of rectum.
Yeah, out of rectum indeed. Just that misunderstanding of like, but I'm at about 50% capacity.
Yes.
So imagine me at full.
I know. And this is the part that blows my mind, because I find you the most energizer bunny person when it, in a capacity to work.
Like you're, correct. Not in relational capacity.
No, and you're not like bubbly. So friends of mine have described me as Tigger.
Yes.
I'm like that bubbly jumper in your
very
face.
Very excitable. I'm not that.
Get in your face. I'm all up in your face excited.
Yeah.
You're not like that, but it's
about capacity, I think.
Yeah.
More than it's about energy.
And that's why so many people, I can imagine that so many people cannot believe that you have chronic fatigue, because
you... I now only work a 50-hour week.
Really?
It probably is only 50. Okay. Yeah. No, it probably is.
It feels to me like it's 80.
and it feels to me like it's 80, but to be realistic, I think it's probably 50.
Yeah, which is more.
That's correct.
It's like, more than normal.
Yeah, which is more than most people at their highest capacity. But I feel, so the fatigue is, it's limiting. It's entrapping. I don't know if that's a word, but it is now. It just feels like a heavy blanket of fatigue.
Yes.
Which is why I have a steady Diet Coke habit.
Yes. And so Amy really does know what it's like. Like, even though I'm, you know, somewhat having a dig at her by going, it doesn't seem like she has chronic fatigue, because she is she's number 8 on the Enneagram. She has incredible capacity, incredible amount of energy to do the things that light her up, which correct. Is work. It is not holding lots of emotional space for me. No, she holds an incredible amount.
But it's tiring. That's tiring.
You find it tiring.
Yeah.
But all that to say that she actually does have chronic fatigue, and she has lived experience with this, and she does, you know, I will often ring her and she's all like, hi. I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I'm just in bed listening to a podcast, because
that's my down.
That's your downtime.
Yeah.
Whereas for other people, our downtime is watching TV or actually going to sleep, or it looks different. And that's why, like, all of these chronic illnesses and chronic fatigue, just not chronic fatigue syndrome, but chronic fatigue, is debilitating.
Yeah.
And it is frustrating.
That's the word. You just nailed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because your spirit has more capacity inside you. Your mind is still active. Even when you've got a brain fog, you know that you used to have a capacity, or that you want that capacity back, and it's frustrating. Mm. And like I said, your spirit isn't fatigued in the same way. It can definitely be fatigued.
Yes.
You can definitely be downhearted about the situation,
but that it's different.
Find yourself in.
It's not chronic.
No, it's not exactly.
Yeah.
So
we're getting deep on this one already. I feel like we're getting there. So good.
Yeah. So we wanted to address how to declutter, because we know that your spirits are willing.
Yeah.
Like, but we know that your heart is to care for your house and your home and your family, and to be whatever that vision for 2020 that you have is like, and that your spirit is willing, but your body is unable to at the same capacity as it used to, or at the same capacity as your friends or family or our society told you it should be.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give you some tips and tricks and have Amy's wisdom on all of that.
Well, and yours, her lived experience. Yeah, and yours as a lived experience of having your business partner in it and clients, like the number of clients that we see that have MS, like I feel like I have professional organizing for MS clients a lot of the time. Like I'm not surprised when someone says, like, I have chronic fatigue, da, 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 but I have MS. I'm like, oh, I'm your professional organizer then, because I do MS people really well. Like I find I empathize and I get it. One of the things that I have changed since getting chronic fatigue as a professional organizer is I will always have a break with clients now halfway through a session. So we do 2 hours, then we have, it might only be 5 minutes, but it's enough to eat something, have something to drink, sit and just reflect on the last 2 hours. Where are we going with the next two? I never, ever, ever did that prior to having chronic fatigue. And it's a strategy that my psych worked on me with. And I was like, I can't break. Like that's, I'm there to work.
Yeah. I'm not getting paid for every second. That's right.
I'm not being paid to eat a sandwich. And she's like, no, but part of that process for you and for your client is to have that little bit of space where you do re-energize. They need food and drink too, Amy. You've just been riding them and not letting them eat and drink at 12 o'clock. So it's actually about understanding and empathizing and just creating space in that 5 minutes.
Yeah, and like we just had that conversation with, we physically just had the conversation with Carly when it appears in the podcast is yet to be decided, but we did have that conversation about that we, as professional organizers, we come in and give an example of what life can look like.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we come in and teach people and help them, and but we give them a lived example. So when we actually stop and rest and reflect, it's a great example.
Yeah. We're coaches.
To emulate.
Yeah. We're not cleaners.
No.
And we're coaches that work like workhorses often. Like we love serving you in that way. And there is a capacity to which we want to carry a lot of the physical burden while we're decluttering, so you can carry a lot of that mental decision making.
And particularly for these clients, for NDIS clients or people with chronic disease, that is why you pay for us to come in to be with you, so that we can do the physical, we can do the fatiguing aspect of it, which is often like decluttering can be mentally fatiguing as well for everybody involved, like for anybody, regardless of your situation, because you're making, particularly with a professional organizing, you're making hundreds of decisions in a couple of hours. So it's quite common for us to leave our clients and them to have a nap or want to have a nap because it's exhausting and it lifts a burden.
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah.
But particularly with chronic disease and fatigue in all its various forms, having somebody come alongside you who can actually do the physical decluttering, because often with these clients, they sit on the couch or sit on a seat and just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And we hold up everything and we move everything.
That's right.
And, you know, we get our staff to move everything for them so that they're not actually, they don't have to do a thing. They just have to make decisions.
That's right. And I love that about having us and professional organizers come in and really tailor your session to you.
Mm.
Is that sometimes we've got clients who have their sister there because they're like, the more people, the better. And so everybody's working. It's like a beehive of activity. And other times you've got someone who does have low energy. Or I once worked with a client who had 2 dislocated hips. She had to stay in bed the whole time. And I reckon I saw her 6 times over a course of about 8 weeks. She was in bed the entire time. Like, I would go and get her lunch for her and make a cup of tea for her, and I would bring things into the bedroom in a container. I would hold them up. She'd make decisions. I'd go back out. I'd do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's different.
Yeah. That's what I've love done that with cancer patients as well.
Yeah.
Right, because they are feeling overwhelmed in their home because they're the main caregiver and things have gone pear-shaped because of their cancer diagnosis. So they sit in bed and I hold up every item of clothing or every piece of paper or anything that we're working on, and they get to sit in bed because that is our job to serve you and care for you. Like that's the joy of our job.
I also want to say in that, if you are someone that has me come out, you don't have to manage my chronic fatigue. Like, you don't have to keep thinking, oh, I wonder if Amy's got the – it's totally fine, because I manage my life in a whole so that the client sessions that I do, I've got the energy. So yes. I just want to take that burden. If any of you are particularly empathetic and you're thinking, oh, well, I wouldn't want someone with chronic fatigue to feel like they've got to deal with my stuff.
No.
That is my love language, dealing with your stuff. I love that. I do that out of pure joy. It just means that I probably won't cook dinner that night because Cal will do it, because we've planned for that. So I just a sidebar.
No, and I think that's really important to clarify that and to make that clear to everybody that you are indefatigable.
Let's try that. Well, say that again.
I don't know how to say
you
that word.
You just made up. Did an Amy.
I am not making up a word. Oh. It's a word.
Say it again.
Indefatigable. I just can't say it.
Indefatigable.
It's like in – anyway, whatever. Let's move on.
No, I'm going to –
No, people are going to be yelling at their phones.
Okay, all right. Everyone else can do it, because that's exactly what I was about to do. But that's all right. We'll just leave that. Someone put on the Facebook page, how do you pronounce that word? So let's talk about – so now that we've kind of given the umbrella to what we want this episode to be about, we also want to say, if you've just had a really long weekend or you've got 3 kids under 5, there's so much in this episode for you as well. So don't feel like just because you haven't got a diagnosis of a chronic illness, you've got to skip this one. There will be great tips for even if you've got decluttering fatigue. If you've been decluttering for 6 hours and you get to the end of it and you're exhausted, there'll be tips and tricks that you can take from this as well. We're just coming at it from the perspective of a chronic fatigue perspective.
Yeah.
So that's why.
And that's what, like, we hope that every one of our episodes, there's gold nuggets in there for everybody. You know, we've done back to school, but you know, and we know that a lot of our listeners don't have children or don't have children starting school, but I'm sure there's something in there that you can take away that you can apply to your own home.
Even if it's just listening to Kirsty's dulcet tones.
Well, exactly. That's what we were just having a conversation about, people just listening just to be around friends.
Yeah, I do that regularly.
Yeah.
I will listen to podcasts that I'm like, oh, I'm not really interested in this topic, but I just feel... with friends, I feel in company, I feel known, I feel, yeah, I love it.
Hey, that's
I love it.
I mean, I learn something from 2 Peas in a Podcast every week, but I listen to them because I want to listen to my friends.
That's right.
They feel like my friends.
Yeah.
And so I want to hear what they've happened on a week. Mm-hmm.
So how does having a chronic illness or disease or fatigue impact upon your ability to declutter and organize? Kes, what have you seen with our clients?
Oh, in many ways they can start. Like, so many different dynamics to this, but I think a lot of times it is that they start, you know, when you've got that burst of energy and when you're feeling like, oh, actually maybe I can do something today. And so you tackle a big project, like all your paperwork, and then it gets spread out all over the kitchen table and then stopped because you need to go and have a nap, or you need to, you know, do the self-care to manage your disease or illness. And the paperwork stays on the kitchen table for months.
And the overwhelm is exponentially more than if it was in a pile in the office waiting for you to find 10 minutes to deal with 2 pieces.
Yes, yes, yes. So often it is biting off more than they can chew, particularly I find in early diagnosis or early joy of decluttering. Like, so when they just start listening to this and they're excited and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna give it a crack.
Yeah, I like that.
What about you? That's this one.
Yeah, I think it the mental fatigue that comes with chronic fatigue is that you do get to the point where you look at something and you have no brainwaves moving.
Yes.
Like you would look at the kids' toy room. Like you might have mustered up a physical energy and you walk to the playroom and you just stand there and look at it and you think, well, you're not even thinking anything, actually, is how I feel and clients can feel in their own homes.
Yes.
But I don't get that when I go to other people's homes.
Yes.
And I don't think they would get it if they came to their friend's house. It's because you're part of the shades of grey.
Yes.
And you almost need someone to just come in and see with fresh eyes. And I think that can be really difficult when you've got fatigue because it takes so much to do even
the littlest thing. It takes so much effort to get out of bed.
That's right.
To let alone think about, well, where do I even start on this room that is overwhelming for most people?
Yeah, let alone me when I
am flooded with overwhelm physically and mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light of it, but maybe I have chronic fatigue. I'm not meaning it.
No.
Because I'm like, oh.
You are tired a lot.
And I'm like, oh, I totally get that. Like, I don't even know where to start.
Mm.
Like.
That overwhelming fatigue.
Yeah. And that over. Yeah.
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 I really didn't mean to make light of it.
You're not making light of it. I do not feel that at all.
Good.
No. No. I care for you and I don't want you to not get the help that you need if someone does have chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's so easy, particularly for extroverts, to mask fatigue with, oh, I just stayed up too late. Oh, I just had too many events on the weekend. Oh, I just got up too early because I was excited. Oh, I just took on too much at work. And maybe there is something else going on. Anyway, we're not doctors. We're not going to diagnose you. We want to help you to have the tools that you need.
It doesn't help that I have been down here for a week and haven't gone to bed before 12 o'clock. So it probably is physical, normal fatigue.
Normal fatigue.
Not chronic.
And it's holidays and you've got the kids around. And Either way.
What are some of the things that we can do differently that people can do differently when they are then?
Sometimes doing short bursts of things really helps if you've got fatigue because sometimes the fatigue can be worsened by either no end finish line or a finish line that's really far away. So sometimes I've got clients that I help that we say, if I was going into someone's home that was at full health, and if you're one of our clients, you'll know this, everything comes out of the kitchen cupboards and we go through it all. But if we're working with someone that's particularly affected by fatigue, it might be we're going to do this one drawer, we'll pull it out, we'll go through it completely, then we'll put it in, and then we'll say, what should we do next? Because it gives you those bite-sized pieces that gives you space and is that training and coaching, like we've talked about so many times, that we're showing you how to do this going forward. We're not doing it for you necessarily, and we certainly can't do it for you forever unless you want to pay us to move in and we'll talk
then
about
our
that.
Husbands might have something to say about that.
But it's about saying, okay, well, when I've got the organizer here, we really just tackled one little job that took 10 minutes. So when the organizer's not here, I can do that. Whereas if we went in and said, all right, everything out of the cupboards, put it all on the benches, let's go through it all, you cannot replicate that. And so I think, we want to help you get the tools that you need. It's so much about coaching and training as well as physically doing the work with you.
Yeah.
To give you the tools.
Yeah. Why we want people to consider getting professional organizers in, because you can get so much more achieved by having that body double and by having that extra
Talk about that. What do you mean by a body double?
Well, in this situation, it is different to how. So I put a post up in our community, our Facebook community, a couple of months ago about the concept of a body double, that sometimes we just need somebody in the room holding us present, holding. It was actually in relation to ADHD.
I was going to say, that sounds like a lot of our ADHD clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I have found this with my virtual clients. Like, they actually, You know, I'm not physically there with them, but I am physically, my voice is present and my face is present. I'm physically there with them. And they're like, how is it possible that I can get so much done when you aren't even here, but you're here?
That's incredible.
That I can't do by myself. And I'm like,
accountability.
It's accountability, and it is setting aside the time and making it a priority. Whereas when you're by yourself, Facebook's a priority. When you're by yourself, a cup of tea's a priority. When you're by yourself, hanging out the washing is a priority. Like, even though it's not.
Having a personal trainer.
Yeah. But in this instance, I think the body double concept isn't so much, it is that physical body double. Like, we actually embody you and who you were, who you hope to be in the future, or like who, you know, we are you. We can be the person that gets to declutter.
Yeah.
And we, but
we can be your hands.
Yeah, but you get to have the benefits of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you get to live in your house. And so as much as we want to train you in how to do the little things, and, you know, this is what this podcast is about, giving you some strategies on how to do those little bite-sized chunks, having a profession, like saving up or using NDIS funding or whatever. However, and we're not saying it's for everybody, because it's not for everybody.
For those that it's for, it's really for.
Yeah, it's really for, because we can be your hands and feet. We can get stuff done for you, and it is our pleasure and honour to do that.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirst and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organized and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organizing guru. So just visit outofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Some of the considerations that we take into thought and planning and practice when we are working with clients that have fatigue is what time of the day is best for you. So both of us almost entirely work within school hours. We'll break those rules if possible. I had someone a week ago. He's like, I really don't function well before 12. I find it really hard in the mornings, and then I get my feet. I'm like, great, let's start at 1. So we did 1 till 5.
Yeah.
And I have the flexibility to do that, and sometimes you have the flexibility to do that. I've got clients that find it really difficult to work in heat. So we will postpone a session if it's going to be 35 degrees in Melbourne, because physically they just find that exhausting and they need to pretty much lie in front of an air conditioner or be in a cool bath on a hot day because their fatigue is triggered by that. So it's so unique, and that's what makes our job interesting. No two homes, no two people are the same.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's good soul work getting to work with people that need us a lot. It's really nice.
Yeah. And, like, that's, you know, Amy and I love working with clients and we're so thankful for the privilege and honour it is going into anybody's home.
Yeah.
Like, and we just think that we are we've got the best job in the world.
We totally do.
And how what an honour, what a real honour it is to be invited into sacred spaces.
Whether you're in bed with two broken hips or whether you're Melbourne's most functional, amazing, high-paid lawyer, we're there to give you a unique service and we love it. Mm. But what we also want to do in this episode is give you some tips and tricks if you're wanting to tackle your home, tackle an area and you do have fatigue. We're going to give you some tips and tricks that you can put into practice on your own or maybe, as we will get into, bring some others alongside you.
So we have a two-minute rule.
We've tell us about that.
We've spoken about this loads. But if it takes less than 2 minutes, just do it now. So open the mail, you know, and it doesn't need to be, you know, often we talk about opening the mail straight away, but that doesn't need to be the case. You can just open the mail, like when you've got capacity, go, oh, I'll go to the mail pile and just open one.
Mm.
Just open one.
If you are feeling really fatigued, the idea of setting aside a whole 2 minutes might be too much. So use the concept.
Yes.
Just set aside 15 seconds and do what you can in 15 seconds.
And just make it really small.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't go, oh, how many envelopes can I open in 15 seconds? It's like, no, just dealing with one envelope. I'm getting one envelope ahead of where I would have been if I had.
Mm. And the concept of pacing, which is something that I've worked heaps with my psychologist on. So she works a lot with people who have chronic disease and a lot with people who are the classic A type. So the high energy.
Sorry, who? What?
I don't know anyone.
You don't identify like that.
No. So that's been really helpful is because my personality is you just go and suck it up, princess. And that's not necessarily the right way. Sometimes I just need to do that. But sometimes everybody
needs to do that sometimes.
Yeah, pacing.
Often with your type of personality, you need to have grace for yourself. Correct. When you just can't suck it up.
Yeah. And if you can do 15 two-minute jobs throughout the day, you've just spent half an hour being productive. Mm. So just little bite-sized pieces, which also brings us to the throwback episode that we want to give you, which is micro decluttering. Episode 86. So that's a great episode if you want to go back and look at that one.
Yeah. So, and the concept of that was it was a bingo game and you can just use it to do a 2 minute declutter of any space, but you can find a bingo sheet where it has lots of images and you can use those images as a creative launch pad for things. So it is about really concentrating on the micro rather than getting all the paperwork out or doing the whole kitchen or doing the whole bathroom. So another concept is, Amy?
The power of 15 minutes.
Mm.
Talk to us about that.
No, you go.
Oh, okay. All right, I will because I love this concept.
I know.
The power of 15 minutes is using a substantial amount of time really intentionally. So 15 minutes is a really long time, as I say, if you have to hold your breath, if you have to stand on one leg, like it is quite a decent chunk of time if it's used intentionally. So that might mean that you use it and you go, do you know what, once a week I need to spend 15 minutes getting everything off the floor of my bedroom. Once a week I need to spend 15 minutes taking all the rubbish out of the car. And so you set up these habits that are really going to make a big difference and it's a lot of bang for your buck in 15 minutes. And if you've got fatigue, you might need to set the timer at 15 minutes and say, I will not go past because I know that that'll have the flow-on effect later on.
Yes.
And it's often called payback. If you've got chronic fatigue or something like that, we call it payback. So I go to Pilates, I get payback where I pretty much have to sleep for an hour after Pilates. So if you do 15 minutes and you find you get a massive payback, maybe you need to make it 10. But do it at an amount that is really intentional and do it consistently. And that can make a really big difference. 15 minutes isn't a lot of time to set aside. It's pretty easy to lose 15 minutes on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere. But 15 minutes is a really long time if you are intentional with how you use it.
Yeah, and that is the key, isn't it? Is that being intentional and it's not having your phone with you when you're doing it or not getting distracted by whatever distracts you. It's like going, no, I will do this. And as Amy says, if it's only for 5 minutes, it's only for 5 minutes, but you're being intentional. Mm-hmm. And that's what, like, I just wanted to encourage everybody that it is really to flip the switch instead of thinking of I only got 15 minutes done or I only got 2 minutes done, being really positive in that, hey, I got 2 minutes done. That's so much better than if I'd stayed in bed or stayed on the couch or did nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, it is really seeing it in a positive light. Mm-hmm. And encouraging yourself and giving grace to yourself that's 2 minutes more than I did yesterday.
And there will be seasons if you have a chronic fatigue disease, like we mentioned before, MS and lupus and so many different things, where all you can manage is a shower or you can't even.
Yeah.
Like in my 5 months when I was bedridden, I could not shower every day.
Yeah.
That was so much energy. I would sleep for that next 18 hours. Like, it was ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, as always, as Kirst would say, grace, grace. Tell us, Kirst, about some ideas on how to get people on board to help so that we're not carrying the fatigue and the mental load all in one.
Yeah, we talked a lot about this in episode 120, responsibility. The episode's called Responsibility. And it is having conversations with your family members. Like, you may be on this decluttering train. You may be super excited and be so frustrated that you can't actually, because of whatever's going on, because of your chronic illness, you can't jump on this bandwagon with us. So share that with have conversations. My brother likes to say that no relationship ever died from too much conversations.
Gold. You might kill me with too much conversations,
people. I was going to say, I don't think he's met Simon and Amy.
Yeah, that's right. Like, no, my capacity for that is pretty low.
He has met both of you, but he means it from the communication side of things. Like, you can't communicate enough with somebody. So having those conversations with your family members, getting your kids on board or sharing with your partner that this is where, you know, this is your vision for 2020 and this is where you would like to head, but I really need some help with it because of my situation. And, you know, and obviously having grace and understanding for their situation as well, that they're often caring for you and taking on more responsibility as it is because of your chronic illness. But having those conversations, just saying, hey, I can see that the clutter in our house is getting to you and you're seeing it more clearly now because of my condition. You know, maybe what would you like to do about that, partner? What would you like to do about our children? Like, can we work together as a family, or do we need to outsource?
Yeah, or do we need to let go of the expectations?
Yes.
That's also part of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, is this the season that we, you know, or is this a life that okay with living in clutter? Because that's fine too.
Give us some ideas of how you could outsource. So obviously you can get a professional organizer.
Yes.
We've talked about that a lot. What are some other options that you could do?
You could get meal planning done for you. You could get a cleaner in to help you clean. You could, you know, like we talked about in the episode with Lex, get mental health professionals on your team so that you can talk through whether decluttering is the right thing to you for you to be doing in this season, or the right expectation you have of your family in this season of your life, because maybe it's not, and that's okay.
Yeah,
we want this episode to be a real to give you permission. You don't need our permission, but
sometimes it helps.
It helps sometimes to know, oh, I've got permission to live the life how I want to. Yeah, and that's what we spoke about in the Vision 2020 episode too, that this is your life, you get to choose it. And as much as you don't choose to have a chronic illness, like that's nobody's choice, and nobody, we don't wish that upon anybody, how you live through that chronic illness and how grace plays out in that chronic illness is definitely your choice.
I love that. I love that. One of the things, Kirst, that I found particularly helpful, and I have found particularly helpful, when you can't predict what your energy is going to be, I think that sometimes is so frustrating for people. Yes. It's like you wake up and you don't know if it's a productive day or if it's a couch day.
Yes.
I find to-do lists a really great tool to manage that. So I've got a running to-do list. I'm still a paper and pen to-do list girl. I don't know, it just works for me. I've tried using all different types of apps. I just need the paper and pen. But I will put pretty much anything that comes to mind on that list. And then I don't have to carry the mental load of remembering it.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of the burden goes. And then if everything's on the list, at the end of each day, and I do it differently, different times, but usually I write a to-do list per day. And at the end of that day, if there's stuff on there that I didn't get done, that doesn't matter. It can either roll over, or often it's like, oh, that's not actually that important. Cross it off. But I haven't had to think about it. And so using a to-do list for me has been super, super helpful with managing fatigue.
Yeah, and that's really helpful as well to share responsibility with other family members, because it can just be a family to-do list.
Right.
So that, you know, particularly if you've got older children or adult children still living with you and on your to-do list was to do the shopping, but you couldn't for whatever reason that day, they can hop on Coles or Woolies online and order the food.
And pay for it.
And if they're adult children, really pay for it. If you're working out of home, if you go to work, you pay for those groceries.
Our poor children, they're going to have such independent lives by about 14.
But even that family to-do list is really helpful, but it's also, like, as you said, to have grace for yourself, like, and to really go, did that even need, like, I needed to get it out of my head.
Yes.
But did it even really need to go on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Like, or did it need to go on the piece of paper just for
just
getting
for the
it
effort
out
of
my
crossing
head
it off.
So that I can then reassess and go, actually, that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even need to place that burden on my family members or carers coming in to help us. Like, you know, that doesn't need to go on.
Yeah.
I love that idea of a to-do list, but don't make it. My heart for you is to not make anything burdensome for you.
Yeah.
So
the act of writing it down should be freedom, not burden.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yes.
Kirst, we work a lot. I don't think we've ever done an episode on NDIS, have we?
We talked about autism. We touched on NDIS then, but we haven't spoken about
So NDIS. Both of us work, we can provide services through your NDIS plan if you're self-managed or plan-managed. And that can look different for different people, and it depends on your plan and what your objectives are. But if you are someone who wants some support, professional organisers more and more and more are being brought in as part of the support team for NDIS participants. So we can work under core support, we can work under life skills, we can
capacity building.
There's so many different areas that we can help with. So I thought actually what might be helpful is for us to maybe just roll off half a dozen different types of clients that we've seen under the NDIS when it comes to fatigue, just to give, some examples of, so people can go, oh, actually that's me and I have an NDIS plan for that. And I totally need these professional organizing services. And if you're an OT or you're someone who works to help people build their plans, think creatively about how a professional organizer in your area can actually really bring quick, amazing transformation to then be the foundation for the work going forward.
Yes. So I have worked with people who have got physical disabilities and acquired brain injuries. Mm-hmm. I have worked with ADHD clients, which...
Diagnosed and undiagnosed, probably.
Diagnosed and undiagnosed, yep. But fatigue is a really big thing. Huge. For ADHD, because you're carrying so much in that precious head of yours. Mm-hmm. So they're quickly off the top of my head, that's what I can think of.
Yep.
I'll agree with more of yours as I
come. Yeah, you'll come, more will come to mind, I'm sure. I've worked with clients that have Asperger's, so young adults that have Asperger's that are wanting to become independent in their parents' homes. So they're still living within their parents' home but are wanting to learn to cook. Mm-hmm. And so, but the kitchen is not organized for how that they can find what they need.
Yeah.
So, you know, doing a kitchen declutter, I've worked with clients that are nonverbal. So that can be exhausting for them, trying to communicate all the time, like particularly when it's not with a family member. And I've loved doing that. And just one of the most precious memories I have professional organizing. As I said before, lots and lots and lots of clients with MS and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and glandular fever, lots and lots. Jackie and I flew to Perth, not last year, the year before, to spend a whole week with an amazing client who had MS. And we really were there to physically and allow her to make the mental decisions. Mm. And I do love, and lots of clients whose children have, they're somewhere on the autism spectrum. So there's so many options. I've worked with acquired brain injury clients. So many.
Yeah. And
it's so varied.
Yes. And I think that, as we said at the top, fatigue, you know, we've been talking about chronic fatigue, but mums and dads across the world have just normal fatigue.
Yeah, like my child's been sleeping in my bed for 12 years kind of fatigue.
Yeah, and that can make it really challenging to make decisions because your brain isn't at full capacity because you're fatigued. So having somebody else in to ask questions is always, there you go, I use that word again, can often be very helpful.
My favourite brand of olives is the Always brand. Sure that is.
That was really random.
I know, but when you say always,
I think olives.
I want olives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else to add on that, or can I read out a review?
You can read out a review.
All right, I'm going to find this one. All right, here, I've got one. So this is Spark Bright Eyes from the USA. And I wanted to read this review for this episode because this client has autism. That's what she says in her review. So have a listen. I've had to abbreviate it because it was a very, very long review. Probably would have taken me 6 or 7 minutes to read the whole lot. So I've chunked it down. But if you want to read the whole thing, just jump onto iTunes USA and you can read it. So it's a 5-star review titled "Keep Your Lovely Spirits Twinkling with Zest and Spunk and Grace and Kindness." It says, "I've been listening to your podcast back to back to back. I have autism. I see a picturescape of how I feel before I can put it into words. When I hear you two, I see a quilt with central starbursts that radiate outward in long arrowhead diamond shapes. Your back and forth creates a sound colorscape that reflects the quilt's pattern in an interweaving of your voices. One voice has a distinct sound or colour of bubble and zest, and it plays hopscotch with the other voice, which has a tendency towards one of the more mellifluous, flowing tones of one's voice. I listen to many episodes multiple times, and as I have you for company, casting a light of clarity and useful work." How beautiful is that? Spark Bright Eyes, you're a poet and
wordsmith. What,
just incredible.
A beautiful image of us.
I know. We felt seen.
Tears. I am in tears.
It's beautiful. I did have to Google what mellifluous means.
Can you please illuminate all of us who are not wordsmiths?
I'm going to read you the exact definition.
Okay.
Let me get my phone out. It's a beautiful word. I would like to.
Are you going to use it in your next everyday sentence?
I would quite like to.
What a beautiful image. What a beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Mellifluous. A sound that is pleasingly smooth and musical to hear. Her low, mellifluous voice. Mm. How beautiful is that?
I wonder if it's me.
I'm pretty sure that that one's you.
And you're the hopscotch playing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
You're the bubbly one, but I'm the bubbly one.
Yeah, we're both bubbly.
I know.
Now I'm...
I'm everything. I just want to take all be the everything. Good words yeah, you for do. Me.
All right. We hope this episode has been great. For those of you who have listened while you're lying down, while you've got earbuds in, you've got your feet up, while you're on a couch, while you're in hospital, while you're sitting down and someone's cleaning your house or you've got a carer, we see you, we love you.
Yes,
and we will see you all next week.
Yes, have a great week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.